My topic is about guilt. Guilt happens everywhere, very often. The meaning of guilt is the fact of having committed a specified or implied offense or crime, or to make someone feel guilty, especially in order to induce them to do something. An example of guilt is when you say you haven't eaten anything all day in front of someone who's eating. That's going to make them feel bad and guilty and eventually want to give in and give you some of their food. Another example of guilt is when you break something and you put it back like you never broke it. And then when someone else touches it, it breaks, and then it seems like they broke it when in reality it was your fault. So you sort of feel guilty, for not saying anything. In the book, you can see where there should be guilt, but there isn't. For example, when Gertrude immediately got with her dead husband's brother, she should have felt guilt there, but she didn't. Gertrude, she doesn't really seem to have any boundaries, but eventually she does seem to like feel something. Like she feels guilt when Hamlet yells at her and makes her realize what she's done wrong. Also, when it comes to Claudius, he doesn't seem to have any guilt about killing King Hamlet, but later he does end up feeling some remorse because he asks for forgiveness by praying. So he might feel guilt right there. Another example of guilt in Hamlet is when Rosencrantz and Guildenstern go and spy on Hamlet. I consider it to be kind of shady because if they're really his friends, like they're saying they are, they should talk to him and check up on him like genuinely and not just by being sent and by spying. So I don't think that Rosencrantz and Guildenstern really feel guilty, or they don't really see anything wrong with it.